Columbia Broadcasting System presents Nyla Mack's Let's Pretender. To the familiar music of fairy tales, once again, the Columbia Broadcasting System invites you to join us in another exciting adventure in the magical land of enchantment. All right, pretenders, take over.
On the job, Mr. Conover, and reporting for duty, sir.
And pretty snappy reporting, too, if you ask me. All right, my friends, the stage is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Conover. And, secretary, may I read the next letter in turn?
Sure, go right ahead.
Dear make-believers, I have listened to your show since I was 2 years old. I am now away past six, and I have never yet heard my story. It's the elves and the shoemaker. Won't you please do it before I'm as old as my daddy?
Well, now, we can't have this boy get old and gray right before our eyes.
No, we can't. Why, we couldn't ask anybody to wait 30 years, maybe, for the elves and the shoemaker.
Besides, it's a particularly good story, and I, for one, am all for it.
Well, how about the rest of you?
Sure.
Fine. Now then, Bill Lipton, suppose you say how we'll travel to the land of Let's Pretend.
Well, I'd like very much to go in an old-fashioned stagecoach with a cowboy escort.
Well, now, that's a fine way to go. All right, here we go. The girls ride in the coach, you drive, and you other fellows be cowboys, huh? And sit up on top, armed to the teeth.
You said it, partner. Got my shooting iron ready, and I'm raring to go.
All right, cowboy. One, two, three.
Does this coach go to Let's Pretend?
It sure does, lady. And me and the boys aim to see that you get there. First stop is at the elves and the shoemaker. Get in, ma'am. We're leaving in Stanner. Get up.
Well, Stella, what luck?
None, Ben, dear. The market refuses to give us any more credit until we've paid what we owe.
I'm not surprised. They've been pretty patient.
And you, Ben, dear, did you have success?
No, I too have failed. I've been to every place I know of, and I cannot beg or borrow any more leather until I can pay for what I've already taken.
How much leather have you left?
Just this that I'm working on. Enough for one pair of shoes. If I should fail to sell them, then I don't know what will happen. Certainly, unless we get some money, all of us face hunger.
I don't mind for myself, but for Katinka and the baby. Oh, Ben, what can we do?
Oh, there. We mustn't give up hope. We can't.
But we've worked so hard and we've tried our best. It just doesn't seem fair.
I guess we just don't understand the way things work, Stella. I only know we're never given more than we can bear.
You and I can, yes. We're older. We don't need the things a young girl like Katinka wants. She's so young and pretty and full of life. And she never has anything like the other girls of the village.
Oh, but Katinka has splendid courage, Stella. She'll work out her happiness, I know. Where is she now?
She took Raymond and went into the forest to see if she could gather some wood.
Oh, hello, Father.
Hello,
Katinka.
Little Mother.
Hello, Tink.
We found some wood, didn't we, Raymond?
Yes, we did. And I helped, too. I carried my share, didn't I, sister?
Of course you did. Come on, I'll put mine in the wood box. Now, put yours in.
That's the boy. Now, Mother, I'm hungry. I've worked very hard, and I want some supper.
Of course you do, dear.
What's the matter, Mother? Isn't there anything to eat?
I'm afraid there isn't very much, Tinka.
But, Mother, I'm hungry.
Oh, Ben, that's what hurts me so when I can't...
Oh, never mind, Mother. Raymond's a big fellow now. He shares our good luck and our bad like the rest of the family. You'll be all right, won't you?
Yes, I'm all right, but I'm hungry.
What is there, Stella?
Enough tea to last a day or two if we're careful. Just about half a loaf of bread.
Well, then that's fine. Look, Mother, I found some wild strawberries. Oh, I will feast like kings. And our good neighbor, Madam Chapel, gave me some fresh churned butter.
I'll put the tea kettle on, then.
You're a sweet daughter, Katinka. Someday you'll be rewarded for it.
I am now, Dad. I have you and Mother and my little brother here, and we love each other.
Ben, put your work away for the night.
Oh, I can't, Stella. I must finish these shoes tonight, just in case someone should come in who would want to buy them.
But you can't, Ben. In the first place, you're too weary to do good work.
Besides, it's too dark, Father dear, and the supply of candles isn't too good. Come along, Daddy. Put the leather on the bench, and tomorrow morning you can finish.
Well, the tea is ready. Come, Raymond. Here's some nice hot tea. Come then, please. The tea will refresh you.
Hurry, Daddy. Let's eat.
Just a minute, son. Oh, Lord, our God, give us courage and faith to know that all good is ours. Let the light of your fatherly love shine upon us. Protect us from the temptations of evil and grant us shelter under thy eternal protecting wing.
And please, Lord, if you can spare them, send some nice milk and maybe an egg apiece.
Listen to me well.
All right, Brother Fuzzy. What have you to tell?
This is the cottage I was telling you about.
The shoemaker's family?
It's theirs without a doubt.
Why, they keep their house just spotless. But look, the pantry's bare.
That's exactly why I brought you, because it doesn't seem quite fair.
You say they're kind, unselfish folk?
Oh, to everyone they meet.
Go to church on Sunday?
And worship most sincerely from the very last seat. I've watched the little mother go without any food to see the neighbor had some and her own little brood.
How many in the family?
There's the father and the mother, Katinka and her brother. And they're all very sweet and loving with each other.
Well, here's a pair of shoes, half finished.
Well, the workmanship is neat.
It's really quite distinguished. And
smooth as velvet on the feet.
Everything's so spick and span.
And clean, though badly worn.
I've never seen such empty shelves since the day that I was born.
Not a piece of bread. A cup of milk.
No sign of eggs or meat.
It's plain as anything to see that there's nothing here to eat.
And shoes like these should really sell.
They're made with care and skill.
It's time these people had good luck instead of naught but ill.
I quite agree. The time has come. Let's give them our assistance.
Good for you, my brothers. And hurrah for my persistence.
I have my magic hammer.
I have my thread and wax.
I brought along a special box of tiny golden tacks.
Then let us start to work.
And we'll finish up the shoes.
And won't they be surprised in discovering the news?
Tumble, start the song.
And we'll work very fast.
I'll keep the tempo for you on my shoemaker's lass.
Oh,
we are elves and cobblers too, by magic power attended. With lightning speed, we do every deed. Our work is ended.
Well, darling, I should have added if we had any. Suppose you run out and see if there are any eggs in the hen house, will you?
All right.
Good morning, daughter.
Hello, Daddy dear. Hello, Mother.
I didn't hear you come downstairs, Tinker. How long have you been up?
Long enough to put the kettle to boil, Mother.
No, I don't want any tea, Katinka. I'll get right to work on these shoes. What? Stella. Katinka.
What's the matter?
The shoes, look at them.
What is it?
They're finished.
Finished?
What?
They're all finished. And look how perfectly the work is done.
Ben, are we dreaming? Did you get up in the night and work?
No, of course I didn't. Besides, this work is much better than mine.
What?
My eyes wouldn't permit me to do such fine stitching. Now, who could have done this?
There's no sign of anyone having been here. See, not even a scrap of leather on the floor.
No footmarks outside the door. Nothing in the shop disturbed.
I don't understand it. Father, you're the best cobbler in the village. If you can't do work as fine as this, then who in the world did do it?
I should like to know, too. Ah, how do you do, Mr. Sterling?
Good morning. Am I too early to look at your shoes, friend?
Why, no. But that is, I only have one pair on hand right now. They were just finished this morning, I guess. Do they by any chance please you, sir?
Let me see them. Well, now, who wouldn't be pleased by such excellent workmanship as this? You are a very fine cobbler, my friend.
Thank you, Mr. Sterling. But you see, sir,
Do you think these will fit you, sir?
I intend to find out. May I sit here?
Here is a chair, sir.
My old shoes come off easily. Now, let me see. There we are. Well, upon my soul, they fit like magic.
Magic seems to be the word.
Yes, they certainly seem made for you, sir.
I am very fortunate. How much do you ask?
Three guilder, if you please.
Three guilder? For these shoes, friend?
Do you think it too much, sir?
Too much? Come, come, cobbler, you must be joking. Three guilder for handmade shoes like these? They're worth nine guilder at least. I shall consider myself lucky to get them for that.
Well, I'm most grateful to you, sir.
Indeed we are.
I'll wrap them up for you.
I shall remember your shop, cobbler. Whenever I have need of shoes, I shall certainly come to you for them. I have never seen finer workmanship, and they'll outlast four ordinary pairs, I'm sure.
Here's your package, sir.
Thank you, and good day.
Ben, how wonderful. What great good luck has come to us.
Nine guilder. Oh, why, Daddy, it's a fortune.
Now I can buy more leather, and I can manage to pay some on the debts we have. Oh, this is a lucky day for us. I'll go right now to the market and bring back leather and food for all of us.
Oh, how good it is to see our father smile once more.
Isn't it? Now, if we can only find customers for the next shoes, we can perhaps make a payment on the rent. I want to avoid that unpleasant innkeeper, Mr. Schwartz.
Oh, Mother, that reminds me. I want to talk to you about him.
What about him?
He asked me to marry him.
Katinka, you can't mean it.
It's true.
That big, fat, ugly thing? That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. I shall have your father speak to him.
No, Mother. That's exactly what you mustn't do. At least not yet.
Why not?
Daddy has enough to worry him.
That wouldn't worry him. He'll simply tell him not to dare to speak to you again.
But, Mother, you don't understand. You see, Mr. Schwartz owns our home now.
Owns this house? Since when?
I don't know, but when I refused to marry him, he was very angry, and he told me that he bought it purposely, and he said...
What did he say, darling?
He said that if I didn't accept his proposal, he'd put us out.
He said that?
You see, he knows we're poor and he's rich. He knows I wouldn't let you and Daddy be put out of this home you've lived in all your life.
Oh, the pig. I shall tell your father immediately.
No, Mother, promise me you won't. Perhaps our good luck will continue and we can pay all our debts and then it'll be all right. But please don't tell Daddy now. Here he comes. Not a word, please, dear.
Look, leather for two pairs of shoes and some flour and a roast of meat. Milk for Raymond. Like a tinker. What's the matter? You're pale.
It's nothing, Daddy.
Ben, I think...
No, Mother, please, not yet.
I want to get a few more things at the store. When I come back, Tinker, you must tell me what is wrong.
Tinker, I think we'll have to tell him. You can't marry that man.
I'd rather die. And I'm afraid. Oh, Mother, I'm afraid.
Will come in, too.
They've bought some leather for us.
Good. We've lots of work to do.
They bought some things to eat.
And there's a pie, too, for the baby.
There's a new cloth on the table.
And a kerchief for the lady.
Our scheme is working fine. I'd like to see their faces when they find the shoes are finished.
And all things in their places.
But come, we're wasting time.
If we are to assist them.
Let's make these shoes so fine nobody can resist them.
We are elves and cobblers too by magic power. Stella, Katinka, come into the shop quickly.
What happened?
The very same thing as yesterday.
What do you mean?
Don't tell me the shoes have been finished. Show me. Let me see.
Look, two pairs of shoes. Completely finished. Look at the way they're sewn. Not a stitch showing. Again, no sign of visitors.
This is the most amazing thing I've ever heard of.
About 4 in the morning, I thought I heard faint hammering, but decided it was a mouse in the pantry.
I heard someone laughing, Mother. I don't know. I know I did.
But no sign of anything. It's like magic.
Maybe the fairies have done it, Daddy. I dreamed about them last night.
Dad and Mother, I think Raymond has the solution. Children know the fairy realm better than any of us.
Maybe they have, Raymond. But certainly they're good fairies, and I'm more grateful than I can say.
And I. Whatever have we done to deserve this great kindness?
Daddy, if you get as much for these as Mr. Sterling gave you yesterday, perhaps...
Oh, come in. Come in.
Mother, it's Mr. Schwartz.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Schwartz. You're up early.
On important business, my friend.
Well, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm a plain-spoken man, Ben, and I've come to ask your daughter's hand in marriage.
What? Mr. Schwartz, you must be joking. You're twice her age.
And can give her 50 times the comfort that she's ever had.
As if that mattered when there's no love.
What is love? I can give her a good home. Besides, she's a good worker. She can help me at the inn. I need her there.
Are you thinking of a wife or a servant, Mr. Schwartz?
I told you, I'm plain spoken. Now, what do you say?
My daughter's happiness is the most important thing to me, sir. What do you say, Tinker?
No, Father. No, I don't love him. I couldn't.
I thought as much. Mr. Schwartz, I don't think there is anything more to be said.
Yeah, but there is, my friend. A great deal more. And it's this. Unless Katinka accepts my offer of marriage, I shall expect this house to be emptied and its tenants out of the village in 3 days.
What is that?
You'll change your tune a little now, won't you, Ben?
Since when have you owned this house? And how can you send us out of the village?
Oh, it pleased me to buy it some time ago. And I think you know I have enough influence with the burgomaster to make it quite unprofitable for you to stay here if I don't want you to. Think it over.
Katinka.
Yes, Daddy.
Is that why you were crying yesterday? Is that what was worrying you?
Yes, Daddy, but I'll marry him. If you'll promise to let you and Mother and the baby stay here and not bother you, I'll marry him.
Never, daughter dear. Nothing could persuade me to listen to such a bargain. I'm sorry, Mr. Schwartz, but we're not pleased with your proposal. Good afternoon.
Oh, you're not? Well, neither am I pleased with yours. And you'll pay for it, my fellow. You'll pay more than you think. I'll run you out of this town within 3 days. Get ready. Pack up and get out.
Oh, Daddy, what shall we do? Just when things began to look brighter for us, and our home, all of us love it so.
Ben, I wanted to tell you yesterday, but Tinker didn't want to add any more worry to you.
Oh, don't worry, Tinker. We'll find a way. There, there, my dear. Stella, I want to talk with you. Come with me while I fetch some wood.
All right, Ben.
Tinker, dear, dry your eyes and tend the shop. Ah, that's the girl. Come, Mother.
All right, Daddy. Raymond, why don't you go out into the yard and play? That's a good fellow.
All right. I'll play I'm a big fellow and go spank that man that made you cry.
Good morning, sir. May I help you?
I wonder. I've tried every shoemaker in the country and no one seems to know how to make boots and shoes. Does it happen that the cobbler who lives here knows?
I'll show you the shoes we have, sir. Then you can decide for yourself. Here they are. We just have 2 pair, but they're beautiful, aren't they?
Oh, at last. A cobbler who knows his business. And what shoes they are. And to think I've traveled all over the country when this shop was right under my nose. Never have I seen finer workmanship.
I'm glad you liked them, sir.
Liked them? I was so absorbed in the shoes, I just noticed you. May I ask, what is your name?
Katinka, sir.
Katinka. A pretty name, and... Well, yes, I will say it. By Jove, a prettier girl. And you two have been here all the time?
Yes.
Perhaps we'd better talk about shoes.
Perhaps we had.
I should like to leave an order.
Yes, sir. For 1 or 2 pair?
For 2 dozen pair.
What did you say?
2 dozen pair. That's to start with. I shall want 6 pair of boots, 3 in dull brown and 3 in black.
Yes, sir. Hadn't I better call my father, sir?
I think not. Just take the order today, and I'll have a long talk with him when I come again. Now, let's get on with the order. 3 pair of black satin dress pumps and room for buckles.
Yes, sir.
Now, can you make me very soft boots in dull gray for afternoon?
Yes, sir. Indeed, yes.
3 pair of those. Have you got that?
Yes, sir. Right on the order. What else?
A 12 pair of plain riding boots. Of course, I shall want a fitting, but at least you can be getting the leather.
Yes, sir.
And here, here is 100 guilder. A deposit. An advance payment, you know.
100 guilder, sir?
Yeah, I mean business, you see. I want my order finished before I bring the knights from the castle in for their orders. I know if I've paid for them first, I'll be sure to have them.
Yes, sir.
I think that'll be all today. I shall drop around in about a week for my fitting and bring my friends with me. And if the cobbler's work is as good as it is on these, you may expect an order at that time for at least 50 more.
Yes, sir.
Until then, Mademoiselle Katinka, adieu.
Yes, sir. I mean adieu. Oh, Mother. Father, we're rich. Come in, let me tell you what's happened. We're rich. He's ordered dozens and dozens of boots and more to come.
Stella, dear, I don't know what to do.
Why, Ben?
Well, here I am, completely overrun with orders. And I see no way of doing it all by myself. And wherever will I find a helper who can live up to this superb work that's done here every night?
We must find out who it is and pay them. Oh, what kind people they are. How much we owe them.
Father, there's just one thing to do. Perhaps they'll visit us again tonight. Let us hide in the closet and discover who our friends are. I can't stand this not knowing any longer.
Excellent, Katinka. Tonight, then, we shall conceal ourselves. And then we'll see what happens. At 10, we shall hide. Perhaps by midnight, we shall know whom to thank for our great good fortune. Can you see from there, Stella?
Yes, husband. There's quite a crack in the door right here where I'm standing. Tinka?
Yes, Mother?
Leave the lighted candle on the table. It must be absolutely dark in here.
Of course. We don't want to frighten our benefactors.
Listen.
It's safe and clear.
Are we all here?
I'm to work with a will, my dear. I have my broom.
I'll clear the room.
And I'll beat the leather with a boom, zoom, zoom.
Six pair of boots. Three in black, three in brown.
Three pair on Sutton when he dances in the town.
Six pair of gray pumps to wear at formal tea.
And six riding boots when he gallops o'er the lee.
Get out the hammer, the magic thread and wax.
Here's the leather and the little golden tacks.
Work with the wheel and everybody sing.
Join in the chorus and we'll make the cottage ring.
Oh, we are elves and cobblers too, with magic power attended. With lightning speed we do every deed. Our work is ended.
Did you see that?
Every bit of it.
Did you ever see such cunning, tiny people in all your life?
What were their names?
Fuzzy and Tumble and Cobweb. Daddy, did you see how fast they worked as they sang?
Raymond was right, Ben. It's enchantment. They're elves. I've heard about them often, but I never saw any before.
They were so jolly and twinkly. Oh, I wouldn't take anything for the privilege of having seen them.
Oh, but look here. Our situation isn't cleared, any. How can we repay them? What can we ever do to show our gratitude?
I know one thing we can do. They were dressed in leaves and flower petals. Tomorrow I shall make little warm jumpers for them and trim them with gay colors.
I'll help you, Mother. And tomorrow night we'll spread them on the table and see what they'll do.
That's fine. And I'll get some tiny cakes with caraway seeds on them and some orange blossom honey for them to eat.
Then let's get to bed, all of us. So that we can get our work all done by tomorrow night.
Good night, Mother and Daddy. I can hardly wait till I see what those dear little people will do.
Father, Mother, Mr. Schwartz is coming down the street.
We're ready for him. Don't be afraid, Tinker.
We won't leave you for a second, daughter dear.
Good morning. I expected you to be gone by this time.
No, Mr. Schwartz. We decided we didn't want to leave.
Oh, you did? Well, then where's your rent? And I want it a month in advance.
Certainly, Schwartz. Here it is, all of it.
What's this? Where did you get this money?
That's none of your affair, Mr. Schwartz. There's your money, now get out.
You think you've won, do you? Well, then think again, for I shall have the burgomaster say your house is unsafe and dangerous to the community, that it'll be torn down. I guess you know I'm
pretty... Good morning, cobbler. I came sooner than I told you, but I was anxious to see how my order was... Oh, hello, innkeeper.
Good morning, Your Grace. I didn't expect to find you here.
You can see that very clearly. You can also see that there's something wrong here. Come, cobbler, tell me what it is. Perhaps I can help.
Well, you see, sir, it's a personal matter, so
I don't want to pry into your affairs, cobbler, but I have reasons for wanting to know. Believe me, I have.
Well, then, sir, Mr. Schwartz is trying to make trouble for us. But don't worry, I'm sure he'll change his mind.
So am I. It's just as I suspected. Mr. Schwartz, you've given us enough trouble. I've warned you before. This is the last chance I give you. One more thing out of you, and I shall have the burgomaster close your inn, and you can go elsewhere to make your living. Now, remember that and get out.
Yes, Your Grace. Certainly, sir. Ben, the Duke of Warwick, didn't know I was only joking. Well, that's all it was, sir. I was just joking.
Yes? Well, I wasn't. Get out.
Oh, thank you, friend.
Did he say Duke of Warwick?
Oh, yes. Didn't I give you my name? Duke of Warwick, Black Marble Castle.
A duke? From the Black Marble Castle? And you've come to our little shop?
Not nearly as often as I intend to. Cobbler, I ask you formally for the privilege of paying my respects to your lovely daughter, Katinka. If she consents, may I call?
Well, what does Katinka say?
I'd be very happy to have Your Grace call on us.
Thank you, Katinka. There's a great deal more I'd like to say, but I shall wait until you know me better.
Well, couldn't you tell me now?
It'll be better to wait, but I'll tell you this much. It has to do with your changing your name to Duchess of Warwick.
Oh, Father, Mother.
In the meantime, my friend, are you and your good wife content to be here in this little cottage?
Oh, yes, Your Grace. You see, great good luck has come to us here.
Yes? So it has to me, too, since it was here I met Katinka. But what is your good luck? Will you tell me?
Oh, yes. I found a marvelous way. It's really a magic way of making shoes. I don't know just why I was the fortunate one to be selected.
You interest me. This sounds very mysterious.
Father, perhaps he'd like to see the dear little fellows.
Little fellows make these handsome shoes?
Have you ever heard of elves, Your Grace?
Often, but I've never seen them. Next to having Katinka's love more than anything else in the world.
Then join us at midnight. Tonight we're trying in our small way to repay them for their kindness. Ourselves in the cupboard, and you shall watch with us.
I shall be indeed grateful for this privilege. Until evening, then, adieu.
Not a soul to fear.
But there isn't any mother. Well, that's mighty queer.
Ooh. Tumble, look at that.
Clothes. Sure scat. Orange blossom honey and cakes to make a spot.
A red cap for me.
Jumpers for the fleas. And all lined with fur. So soft as soft can be.
At last we found the man.
One that's kind and true. So we'll leave the magic recipe on how to make a shoe.
From now on he shall know.
Just how and where to go. To work the same enchantment.
How to hammer and to sew.
Put it on the table.
As quickly as I'm able.
And we'll call it the Elves and the Shoemaker's Fable.
And so we bring to a close another chapter of Let's Pretend, and the story of the elves and the shoemaker has come true. Was this your favorite? If not, suppose you write and tell us what story wish you want to come true. And if you'd like to see this famous group of youngsters broadcast, write for passes. Address letters to Let's Pretend, the Columbia Broadcasting System, New York City. The cast for today included the shoemaker,
Albert Alley,
his wife Stella,
Miriam Wolfe,
Katinka,
Sybil Trent,
Raymond,
Paul Porter Jr.,
Mr. Sterling,
Bill Lipton,
Mr. Schwartz,
Arthur Anderson,
the Duke of Warwick,
Kingsley Colton,
the elves, Fuzzy,
Jack Grimes,
Tumble,
Robert Lee,
and Cobweb,
Gwen Davies,
and the studio technician for Let's Pretend, Fred Hendrickson. These stories are dramatized and produced under the direction of...